USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke is sentenced to nearly 7 years in prison for the 2014 shooting death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. Van Dyke told his sentencing hearing Friday evening that the last thing he wanted to do was shoot the teenager. After hearing from the special prosecutor, the defense, and Van Dyke, Circuit Court Judge Vincent Gowan handed down the sentence.
It's just so senseless that these acts occur, because you can see the pain on both sides of the family. And I think Mr. McMahon said it in closing arguments in the case in chief. This is a tragedy for both sides. So this is not easy, and I don't expect it to be easy.
McDonald's pastor and great uncle Marvin Hunter had said nothing short of a 20-year prison sentence would satisfy him, but he still called the sentence a victory. President Donald Trump tweets he'll make a major announcement Saturday afternoon live from the White House concerning the ongoing partial government shutdown and the humanitarian crisis at the southern border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the White House is aware that government workers who aren't getting paid during the shutdown are in a difficult situation.
You know, hardship's bad. Make that point? Very bad. I've got young people on my staff. I know the stories I read in the papers, TSA and so forth. I get that. Hardship is a bad thing.
CNBC quotes Kudlow as saying the economy is still doing very well despite the shutdown, and the economy will beat 3% GDP in the fourth quarter. Most economic forecasters don't expect the shutdown to cause too much pain to the economy so long as it doesn't endure. A winter storm is sweeping across the Midwest and heading to New England, bringing snow, strong winds, and Arctic temperatures along with it. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel asks citizens to look out for their neighbors.
While your first responsibility is to you and your family, I do want to make sure that if you have elderly or sick in your block, I ask you please to check on your neighbors. That's what we do in Chicago.
Several inches of snow expected in Chicago to New York City after blanketing parts of Iowa and the Dakotas. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump's personal attorney is denying a report that the president told his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about Trump business dealings in Russia. Democratic Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey tells CNN the ongoing probe will tell the story.
I want the investigation to continue in a timely and thorough way. And obviously the kind of charges that many people are talking about hold serious consequences for anybody, whether you're president of the United States or a citizen.
BuzzFeed reported Thursday night that the president directed his longtime attorney, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about negotiations to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. The report quoted two federal law enforcement officials involved in an investigation of the matter. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the report in BuzzFeed News has no merit.
That's absolutely ridiculous. I think that the president's outside counsel addressed this best and said in a statement earlier today that it's categorically false.
Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani told the New York Times Thursday night after the news broke, "If you believe Cohen, I can get you a deal on the Brooklyn Bridge." President Trump sent a videotaped message to thousands of protesters gathered in Washington, D.C. for the annual anti-abortion rights march known as the March for Life rally.
"Today I have signed a letter to Congress to make clear that if they send any legislation to my desk that weakens the protection of human life, I will issue a veto, and we have the support to uphold those vetoes."
The protest's theme this year claims that opposition to abortion is pro-science. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.